Good morning. Welcome to The Print AM. This is Bhadra Sinha, Deputy Editor with The Print. And in today's edition, I will talk about the Supreme Court order in the electoral bonds case and the hearing that transpired in the court in connection with the matter. A five-judge bench on Monday dismissed the State Bank of India's plea asking for more time to disclose details of those who bought its controversial electoral bonds to fund political parties. The top court, which also sought information on redemption of these bonds, told the bank to furnish the details to the Election Commission of India by Tuesday, which is 12th of March. Led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur, the bench directed the poll body to upload these details on its website by 15th of March. The bench, which included Justices Sanjeev Khanna, B.R. Gawai, J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra, said the bank was in possession of the requisite information sought in terms of its 15th February direction that had asked the SBI to submit details of electoral bonds purchased between 12th April 2019 and 15th February this year. The court made this observation while dismissing SBI's application seeking extension of time to disclose the details of the electoral bonds purchased to the ECI until 30th of June. It went on to order the SBI to disclose the details by the close of business hours of 12th March, which is Tuesday. Let me recollect the 15th February direction for you before I proceed to tell you what exactly happened during the hearing on Monday. According to the 15th February direction of the Constitution Bench, the SBI was required to provide details of whoever had purchased the electoral bonds, as well as information regarding the political parties that had encashed it. This direction was part of the court's unanimous verdict striking down the anonymous electoral bond scheme which was floated by the central government in 2018 for political funding. The five-judge bench of the Supreme Court had declared the scheme to be unconstitutional. 2 days before the deadline was to end, SBI moved an application in the court asking for more time to comply with its direction. It wanted time till June end to do the needful, saying the bank would have to undertake a physical exercise to correlate the information stored in two different silos, one that pertains to purchases and the other related to redemption by political parties. During the hearing on Monday, appearing for SBI, Senior Advocate Harish Salve accepted that the bank had information as sought in the order, but in two different sets. He said that if correlation was not needed, then the SBI would be able to follow the 15th February order in the next 3 weeks. Rejecting this proposition, however, the Constitution Bench on Monday observed that there was no scope for confusion in its judgment. In response to Salve's argument that SBI did not want to create a havoc by committing a mistake, the bench said there was no question of any mistake, since the bank was in possession of the Know Your Customer details. It told Salve that SBI is the number one bank in the country and the court expected it to follow its direction. Furthermore, the court also ordered the ECI on Monday to immediately upload information which it had provided to the court in April 2019. This was done 5 years ago following a direction to the poll panel to disclose details of electoral bonds that were purchased and redeemed by political parties since the inception of the electoral bond scheme in January 2018. This information was given to the ECI by various political parties. Though the court had received the report in a sealed cover, it did not make this report public. However, with its direction on Monday now, this information would now become public as the ECI is required to upload all of it on its official website. The bench also frowned upon SBI for not disclosing the steps it has initiated so far to comply with its 15th February direction and felt the bank should have at least given a status report of what it has done in the last 26 days since the order was declared. The bench also took strong exception to the fact that the general manager of the bank had filed an application seeking extension of the time, and that particular application was silent on what steps the bank had undertaken. It told Salve that it expected a degree of candor from the State Bank of India. The bench therefore put the SBI chairman on notice and warned of contempt in case there was non-compliance of its direction. It also asked the chairman as well as the managing director of the bank to file separate affidavits affirming the compliance of the court's directions. It refrained from exercising the contempt jurisdiction, but said that it was putting SBI on notice. It declined to hear contempt petitions filed by Association of Democratic Reforms and Common Cause, the two non-profit organizations on whose petitions the court had issued its 15 February judgment. In its order, the bench also highlighted the provisions of the bond scheme to point out that the SBI was mandated to reveal the confidential details of bonds purchased and encashed in case there were judicial orders asking it to do so. It then recounted that as per the frequently asked questions published by SBI with respect to purchase of electoral bonds, each purchaser was required to submit its KYC documents. Therefore, the court concluded details of bonds purchased and directed by the court to be disclosed are readily available with the SBI. Similarly, the frequently asked questions linked to redemption of electoral bonds states that each political party can only open one current account to encash them. These current accounts can only be in four authorized branches, meaning redemption details will be available there, the court observed. During the arguments on Monday, Salve took the court through to the standard operating procedure in support of SBI's contention on correlation of data stored in two separate sets. He told the bench that to maintain confidentiality of the purchase, the bank made sure there is no connection between the name of the purchaser in the bank's core banking system and the bond number. However, the bench in response told him that as per its 15th February directions, it never directed the SBI to do any matching exercise. It told Salve that the court had simply asked for the bank for a plain disclosure. Hence, it said that the grounds on which the SBI was seeking an extension does not accord with the directions of the judgment at all. The bench asked Salve not to go by what is suggested and that to stick to whatever is written in the judgment, as the judgment speaks in black and white. This is all that I have for you right now in this edition of the Print AM. Do log in tomorrow morning to listen to the best news analysis from the Print's table.